This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you list the things that break the fast, there are approximately 10 different things which break the fast, and you can categorize them into two categories. The first category is that which breaks the fast when we take it inside the body. In them, there are four things. The first is eating and drinking. Second is anything that falls in the same category as eating or drinking. Third is taking medicines or pills or injections which are in the form of nourishment or somewhat similar to eating and drinking, including blood transfusion. The fourth is somewhat similar to kidney dialysis, where the blood is taken out, it's purified, and some nutrients are put into it and put back. The second category, that which comes out from the body, there are six things in them. Number one is sexual intercourse. Number two is masturbation. Number three is menstruation. Number four is postnatal bleeding. Number five is deliberate vomiting. And number six is letting out blood, somewhat similar to cupping or something similar to that. So in all, there are 10 things which invalidate the fast.
Of those 10 things you've mentioned, could you now tell us which is considered to be the most serious and sinful act which invalidates the fast?
The act which is the most sinful and most serious amongst all of them which invalidate the fast, it is sexual intercourse. That when you have sexual intercourse and when the two private parts meet, then your fast is invalidated, whether ejaculation takes place or not. And you have to repent for that. You have to complete the fast for that day and have to make it up later, and you have to pay a penalty, that's kafara, according to the Sahih Hadith, in which a beloved Prophet said, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, in the book of fasting, Hadith number 1936, where a man comes to the Prophet and says that, "I am ruined. Oh Prophet, I am ruined." The Prophet says, "What is the matter?" The man says, "I had sex with my wife while I was fasting." So the Prophet says that, "Can you free a slave?" So the man says, "No, I cannot." Then the Prophet asks, "Can you fast consecutively for 2 months? Can you fast continuously for 60 days? The man says, "No, I cannot." Then the Prophet says that, "Can you feed 60 poor people?" And the man says no, and the hadith continues. In short, we come to know from this hadith that if any person does a sexual intercourse, it is one of the major sins. It is the most serious and sinful amongst all the things that break the fast. The person who does this sin, he should immediately repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. He should complete his fast for that day and make up for that fast later on after Ramadan. And he has to pay a penalty. And the penalty we come to know from the hadith is that he either frees a slave if he can, if he does not have the money to free the slave, or he cannot find a slave to free, then he should fast for 2 consecutive months. Fast for 60 days. If he cannot do that also, then he should at least feed 60 poor people. And these are the three options that have been given for a person to pay as a penalty, as a kafara. But if a person can do the first thing, he should not jump to the second or the third. The first is freeing a slave. If he cannot do that, if he doesn't have the money or cannot find a slave, then he can go to the next option, that is fasting consecutively for 60 days. If he cannot do that, if he is unable to do that, continuously fasting for 60 days, if he fasts for a few days, and then one day he doesn't fast, he should start again. He should fast consecutively for 60 days. If he doesn't have the capacity to do that, then what he can do is he can feed 60 poor people. And each poor person should be fed with approximately half sa. Each sa is equal to 3 handfuls of outstretched hand of wheat. So half sa per person, or the food that is there of the land. So 60 poor people you should feed. This is the kafara, the penalty for a person who breaks a fast by having a sexual intercourse.